help us to commence this evening with hymn 1086. Peace, my complaining, doubting heart, ye busy cares, be still. Adore the just, the sovereign Lord, nor murmur at his will. 1086.
Thank you. read together from the most holy word of God, from the Lamentations of Jeremiah, chapter 3. Lamentations, chapter 3. I am the man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and compassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. Also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. He hath enclosed my ways with hewn stone. He hath made my paths crooked. He was unto me as a bear lying in wait, and as a lion in secret places. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people, and their song all the day. He hath filled me with bitterness. He hath made me drunken with wormwood. He hath also broken my teeth with gravel stones. He hath covered me with ashes. And thou hast removed my soul far off from peace. I forgot prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach. The Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, and to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High. To subvert a man in his cause the Lord approveth not. Who is he that saith, and it cometh to pass, when the Lord commandeth it not? Out of the mouth of the Most High proceedeth not evil and good. Wherefore doth a living man complain, a man for the punishment of his sins? Let us search and try our ways, and turn again to the Lord. Let us lift up our heart with our hands unto God in the heavens. We have transgressed and have rebelled. Thou hast not pardoned, thou hast covered with anger and persecuted us. Thou hast slain, thou hast not pitied. Thou hast covered thyself with a cloud, and that our prayer should not pass through. Thou hast made us as the offscouring and the refuse in the midst of the people. All our enemies have opened their mouths against us. Fear and the snare is come upon us. Our desolation and destruction. Mine eye runneth down with rivers of water for the destruction of the daughter of my people. Mine eye trickleth down and ceaseth not without any intermission till the Lord look down and behold from heaven. Mine eye affecteth mine heart because of all the daughters of my city. Mine enemies chase me sore like a bird without cause. They have cut off my life in the dungeon and cast a stone upon me. Waters flowed over mine head. Then I said, I am cut off. I called upon thy name, O Lord, out of the low dungeon. Thou hast heard my voice. Hide not thine ear at my breathing, at my cry. Thou drawest near in the day that I called upon thee. Thou saidst, fear not. O Lord, thou hast pleaded the causes of my soul. Thou hast redeemed my life. O Lord, thou hast seen my wrong. Judge thou my cause. Thou hast seen all their vengeance and all their imaginations against me. Thou hast heard their reproach, O Lord, and all their imaginations against me. The lips of those that rose up against me and their device against me all the day. Behold, they're sitting down and they're rising up. I am their music. Render unto them a recompense, O Lord, according to the work of their hands. Give them sorrow of heart, thy curse unto them. Persecute and destroy them in anger from under the heavens of the Lord. May the Lord be pleased to bless to us the reading of his most holy word, and grant all needed help now in prayer. O most kind, gracious, eternal, ever merciful Lord God, thou hast lengthened out our time here upon the earth to gather in thy courts this evening hour. Thou hast preserved us in peace and safety, brought us. We've lacked nothing. Great is thy faithfulness. And, O Lord, we would then, we would be found in that right manner before thee now. Grant it, Lord, we plead. That right manner that we might make our prayers and our supplications known unto thee with thanksgiving. Teach us how to pray, each one, whether audibly or in those silent petitions from the pew. Or may there be that spirit-indicted prayer. Those prayers that will be answered. Or if they're indicted of the Spirit, they're truly there. They shall be answered in time. And so, Lord, we plead, leave us not to ourselves, and as we speak in this audible way before the people, Lord, save us from and keep us from anything of self, but all that might be truly led and taught of the Spirit. O Lord, may we be found even this evening hour, humbled under the mighty hand of God. And so, Lord, we plead that thou keep us from a proud spirit. Keep us in that right place, low at thy feet. And, O Lord, thou knowest how some of us had to find, we've been brought in that painful way to be brought back there. A proud spirit has risen up and or even this one, those a few years ago now. Oh, how we found a proud spirit rising up, a spirit of self-sufficiency. Self-sufficiency, Lord, and in a moment thou was pleased to bring us into great pain, and had we rushed to hospital in that great pain, but all we saw in it, thy love and mercy. We saw in it that which brought this poor one back to that right place, low at thy feet, and in that place humbled there, having to acknowledge that, before I was afflicted, I went astray. And those afflictions were not in anger, but in covenant love. And so, Lord, we found even that day, as the day progressed and the pain was so manifest, oh, how we were led. Even then, we knew it was because of our sin. We were led into that place of sweet sympathy with Christ and his sufferings. And those sufferings we were brought to see, that they were so intense that angels have no perfect sense. And what were our sufferings, my sufferings, compared to thine, when thou didst suffer in the sinner's room, place, and stand. And so, Lord, let us bring us into spots and places and paths. And it's not haphazard, it's not, as it were, by luck or chance, but it is all appointed. And so, Lord, we plead, sanctify the path to each one. Sanctify the path, sweeten all the pain, and may it please thee, out of that which is bitter, may be very bitter to the soul at the moment, bitter to the flesh, may it yet be that which is sweet to the soul. Sweet to the soul. Oh, those words come to our mind again. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened unto you, but rejoice. How contrary that is to our natural being. But have not some of us proved those times rejoicing in times of trial and affliction and difficulty? We couldn't give it to ourselves. But it was the Spirit's work. That sanctifying work of the Spirit. Sanctifying troubles and difficulties unto us. And we were brought to see and to acknowledge it was the hand of God through covenant love and mercy. And so, Lord, we plead as we had to prove it that day ourselves. Yes, we spake in thy name, did we not, on that Lord's day? And how in a few hours, that spirit of pride and self had we brought down. Those words which we spoke from on the Lord's day, those few hours earlier, this poor man cried. This poor man cried. And all we found, did we not? Those cries were answered. And thou didst go before and undertake and manage all by the way unto the end. And oh, how we had to walk that path out for the rest of that week. And yet we had to say, blessed be the Lord God of Israel. We had to give that praise unto thee, for we saw that there it was that chastising hand of our God And now, if we be without chastisement, are we not then to have that thought, are we a bastard and not a son? But the chastising hand of our God, and we saw in it a father's love. A father's love. So, Lord, we plead for each one in their afflictions and trials and difficulties. They may prove a father's love. That one that loveth at all times a brother born for adversity. And as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. Lord, remember once again the dear young friends, and we see those young ones, the babes in arms, and those growing up, and those now going on into life. Lord, do hedge them about. Hedge them about, keep them close to thee. Keep them from the evils of the day. Keep them from the subtlety of Satan. May they, whilst young in years, be brought to call upon thee in their times of trouble and times of difficulty, but also that thou wouldest seek, that they would seek help of thee, that thou wouldst guide them. Guide them in the pathway of life, that thou wouldest lead them into those things, even into those occupations and places of life. Lead them into those situations and all that concerns them, that thou wouldest make the way, that thou wouldest provide. Lord, sometimes we can look back to that time when we didn't know much, if we can put it in that way, concerning the things of grace. But oh, didst thou not put into our heart that tender fear? Even in those days, in our childhood and youth, what a mercy if thou didst put thy tender fear there, that which is the beginning of wisdom. And oh, how we had to, we felt we couldn't go and do this or do that. We sought thy hand and sought that thou wouldst make a way. And truly, can we not look back now and see all the way which the Lord our God hath led us? And even in those days of our childhood and youth. And so may they cast their cares upon thee and find that thou art that one that careth for them, is able to do for them more than they can ask or even think. Once again, remember the parents, as much that concerns them. They have those anxieties, do they not? And we think of one another, not just here but elsewhere. They have their little ones and they are, perhaps they're laid aside. They're in those times of affliction. They look upon their little ones and their bowels move for them. No, Lord, thou knowest how it was even with this one those years ago with our own son. But oh, how we proved even there in that hospital looking upon him, the loving kindness of the Lord. That one who's able to comfort, that one who is able to uphold and to strengthen, that one that brought us through. We can say with the psalmist, bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. So, Lord, we plead for parents, and especially when they have a sick young one. We think of that one, that young couple there, little one that's sick. Lord, do sustain them, we plead. And if it could please thee, that which may seem impossible with man, Or if it could please thee, put forth thy healing hand and grant that healing touch. Oh, what a mercy that we may have heavenly, earthly physicians, and they're given that, and thou hast given them that measure of wisdom. But oh, when we think upon thy people and that which we read in thy word, ah, truly, thou knowest all about us and all our cells and all that make up our bodies in the most minute of details. Before ever we were formed in the womb and their members were brought together, ah, that infinite knowledge thou hast. And so, Lord, we plead, as thou hast that infinite knowledge beyond any earthly man. For thou art that heavenly physician, and thou didst create Adam, didst thou not, out of the dust of the earth. Breathe into his nostrils and became a living soul. But as thou hast that infinite knowledge of him, hast thou not that infinite knowledge of each one? And so, Lord, we plead, if it could be thy will, grant that healing touch. Oh, when thou wast here upon the earth, didst thou not raise the dead to life? Ah, thou didst heal many that were sick. A man could do nothing. Natural man, sinful man could do nothing. But oh, the Son of God, when here upon the earth, oh, what wonders thou didst work in the midst of the people. And art thou not the same yesterday, today, and forever? Oh, may it please thee then. May it yet please, if it could be thy will, grant that healing touch. But Lord, grant thy sustaining grace. Thy sustaining grace. But Lord, we would bear then any, as we think upon those in affliction, any in affliction, the afflictions of the body. Bless all the means that are used. Bless all the means that are used. But, O Lord, we know that there shall be those things which will take our body down that earthly tabernacle in time. You know to say, in all these things thy will be done. You know to say, we can't of ourselves, but you know to say, thy will be done. But Lord, remember those that care for the sick, that care for the elderly. And perhaps they look after a loved one. And they feel at times, how can they go on? They're also in that great need of thy upholding power. Grant that gracious upholding. Grant that they may prove my grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Lord, do remember each one. And so we plead for the children, parents, those in the midst of life and all the cares there, and perhaps those things which have got to be returned to if spared on the morrow. Great difficulties, sudden troubles that have arisen when thou dost cause a stormy wind to arise and suddenly find themselves at wit's end. And even like Jehoshaphat, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are up unto thee. Oh, may it please thee. They might find that thou dost go before them. You have no need to fight in this battle. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord. Oh, thou knowest how this war one had to prove that those years ago now. Wit's end. Wonder where the scene would end. And the old adversary trying us so much and tempting us so much. There's a Lord's Day evening, and we thought we'd come to the end of it all. No hope, no help, but it was black despair. But oh, we picture the place now in our mind. Ah, dark, darkness indeed. But thou didst speak these words, the battle is not yours but God's. The trouble didn't end, but oh, how we felt that uplifting power, that reviving power, that quickening power where all seemed dead, twice dead before, and no hope should come. But oh, how we had to prove in the days and weeks and months to come, over that period of time, we saw the good hand of our God. We didn't have to put our hand to it. Oh, hell, there were many suggestions, and yet perhaps they did it in that right way, that right care for a fellow creature. Do this, do that, see this one or see that one. Go and find help here or go and find help there. But oh, we felt we couldn't. But our help and our hope was in thee. Does it not come back to this? The multitude of thy mercies. The multitude of thy mercies. More than sufficient. More than sufficient. So, Lord, we plead them for those that are in those troubles and trials. The difficulties in the way of life. The stormy winds that have come. Oh, may they prove this. Then they cried unto the Lord in their troubles. The Lord answered. The Lord delivered and brought them to their desired haven. May it please you then that such might find even yet. As we read in that same psalm, whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. So, Lord, we plead then, perhaps as that which has got to be entered into on the morrow, great mountains and difficulties and foes and fears of every shape and form, may they prove then this, the battle is not yours. Even though that host seems to come out against them, an innumerable host, what appears to be a well-armed host. But art thou not the mighty God of Jacob, who rideth on the heaven in thy help, and in his excellency on the skies? Oh, may there be a proving yet then, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. Remember those in the even time of life. And we feel for them, Lord, we see one another now and think of our own dear mother. Age and infirmity. Heart and flesh begin to fail. At times perhaps they feel wearied with the journey. Oh, may it please thee that even in their even time of life, thou hast yet grant that refreshing and reviving, the former and the latter rains in their season, the dew upon their branch, that even in their latter days, there might be still that fruit found, and yet they feel withered and barren and dry. And so, Lord, we plead for our dear aged friends, whether it is in their own homes, in one of the homes, or wherever, perhaps in a hospital bed. Lord, do Make all thy goodness pass before them in the way. All thy goodness bring to remembrance. Bring to remembrance those Ebenezer stones, those stones of help, those stones, what mean ye by these stones? Those stones which they've had to raise up as they've journeyed along. Those stones to thine honour and thy glory and thy praise. And like even as David of old, where he had to encourage himself in the Lord his God, was it not a remembrance? The Spirit bringing to his remembrance those former times and seasons. And it then gives that little hope. That little hope that according to thy word and that promise, I will never leave thee, nor forsake thee. And that promise thou didst speak unto thy disciples, we read of it, do we not, at the end of Matthew's gospel. Lo, I'm with you always, even unto the end of the world, always. And may they prove, yes, that shepherd and bishop of their souls that has carried them all the days of old, borne them through many troubles and trials and difficulties and perplexities. Will not cast them off at last, but will bring them home to glory. And that sweet promise, in my Father's house are many mansions. And if it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And when I come again, I shall receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. So we plead then for each and every one. Remember, Lord, we plead the gatherings together of thy people here and elsewhere this Lord's Day evening. And thy servants, as they go forth once again to labour, grant them mouth, matter and wisdom. Grant them the tongue of the learned. But, O Lord, grant we might be lifted above our wearied flesh. Oh, our wearied flesh. Oneself we feel it so. But Lord, also the hearers, there might be the hearing ears and the hearts of understanding. And so lift us above, each of us above the weariness of our flesh. And may we truly worship thee in spirit and in truth. Do us each good, we plead, and send none empty away. Oh, there might be that portion for 7 and a portion for 8. Oh, that blessing of the Lord which maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow to it. Lord, there are many sorrows in the way. Many sorrows in the way. But oh, the blessing of the Lord maketh rich and he addeth no sorrow to it. And when thou dost speak peace into the soul, when thou dost speak the word, who then can make trouble? So, Lord, we plead that thou hast favour us each and send us upon our way rejoicing with a new song put in the mouth. O Lord, we plead for it. And we remember those that are away for whatever reason. Lord, remember them where they are. Bring them back in peace and safety at the appointed time. But Lord, we would pray for the little hills of Zion as they are ministered and brought low. And especially as we think upon this nation of ours, this wicked nation, that thou wouldst awaken the dead, awaken many sinners round the little hills of Zion to come and fill the place. Lord, bring this one and that one to that time of want, that time of need. And Lord, we plead also for the prodigals. Bring them even to that time of hungering and thirsting after thee. and after thy righteousness. And so, Lord, we plead that we might see better things in our day. And truly, we plead there, strengthen those things which remain, those things which are ready to die. But, Lord, grant a reviving, we plead. Oh, how we plead for it. Are there none of thy dead elect in and around this chapel here, in the houses to the sides and in the front and in the vicinity? Are there none that thou hast loved from all eternity? Thy surname but the name of Israel? O Lord, we plead then, put forth thy mighty hand this night. Arrest them in their mad career. May they be brought to that where they are. There is that aching void that the world cannot fill. Lord, we plead for it. And so, Lord, we plead. We plead for Zion. And we plead, what a mercy it is, that promise concerning Zion and her inhabitants. And oh, we find it often upon our lips. But we plead it because art is our desire. And especially as we go forth to speak in thy name, that we feel so imperfect. We feel so insufficient for the task and unworthy. But we plead that promise for the hearers, that thou hast said thou would abundantly bless her provision and satisfy her poor with bread. Satisfy her poor with bread, we plead. Overcome this poor one's attempts to speak in thy name and get to thyself honour and glory and praise. So, Lord, we now fall into thy hands, into thy kind care and keeping. To whom can we go? Thou and thou alone hast the words of eternal life. Speak the word only. Speak the word only. We plead all these things, plead for the pardon of every sin. And all we've asked amiss, we plead for Christ's sake. Amen.
Hymn 1104. Convinced as a sinner to Jesus I come, informed by the gospel for such there is room, overwhelmed with sorrow for sin will I cry, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. Hymn 1104.
Thank you.
seeking once again the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, we turn back to the psalm we tried to speak from this morning, Psalm 5, verse 7. But as for me, I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy. In thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. But as for me, Psalm 5, verse 7, but as for me, what a mercy if you should be even as like the disciples of old, to whom can we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. There were many that were offended at our dear Lord's words, and they walked no more with him, but those wrought upon by the Spirit. Those that are wrought upon by the Spirit will find this continually, for those things for time and for eternity. To whom can we go? In that multitude of thy mercy, the mercies of a covenant-keeping God. My mind in the night, I found my mind was active and went round and round this verse, and it came to my mind that hymn of Stocker's, hymn 11. Hymn number 11, may we each prove it. Thy mercy we read there. Thy mercy, my God. It will be your theme if you're a child of God. And I trust it's been mine, will be. Thy mercy, my God, is a theme of my tongue, of my song, the joy of my heart, and the boast of my tongue. Thy free grace alone, from the first to the last, has won my affections and bound my soul fast. If you are found as one in that covenant of grace, you would have to prove the sure mercies of David. For as much that distressed him was or not, in his own family and in the nation, and his own heart, there was much that distressed him, and much that he mourned over. But all that covenant, ordered in all things and sure. Although my house be not so with God, yet he hath made with me an everlasting covenant. That's this covenant of grace and of his mercy to poor sinners. And he had to prove it, and you'll have to prove it, and I'll have to prove it to the end of our days. But prove it we will. For there'll be many trials of your faith, many trials of my faith, and at times, you feel you haven't got any faith. Especially when troubles and trials come, I've known it myself. And you'll know a little language then of Jeremiah. The language of Jeremiah. He said, I am a man that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is his hand turned. Is he turned? He turneth his hand against me all the day. Perhaps it feels like that. Perhaps one feels, I am that man. I am that man. But even as Jeremiah, he was yet to prove and to be able to say it is of the Lord's mercies that we're not consumed. And no doubt he felt it in that personal way. that he was not consumed, because his God was an unfailing God. It was an unchangeable love. It's a mercy that is an unchangeable, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. And that love which has drawn will never forsake. Will never forsake. Yet, you'll find at times, even the language of Jeremiah, I am a man, I am the man, I am the woman that hath seen affliction by the rod of his wrath. He hath led me and brought me into darkness, but not into light. Brought me into darkness, but not into light. Surely against me is he turned, he turneth his hand against me all the day. Well, you read that again at your leisure. But oh, how he felt it. Is in a great way. He felt it. My flesh and my skin hath he made old. He hath broken my bones. He hath builded against me and encompassed me with gall and travail. He hath set me in dark places as they that be dead of old. What a solemn place, what a place that was. Dark places as they that be dead of old. Can't really get any darker than that. Dead of old. He hath hedged me about that I cannot get out. He hath made my chain heavy. And also when I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer. And perhaps you feel the same. Yes, I've been brought into troubles. I cry and shout, but he shutteth out my prayer. He shutteth out my prayer. Surely against me is he turned. He turneth his hand against me all the day. Bitterness of spirit. Oh, you read, I know I've often quoted it. I quote it again. But you read that Psalm 107. It traces out the pathway of a child of God from the beginning, does it not? And all those various scenes of life, are they not touched upon there? All those various scenes of life are touched upon in that psalm. But oh, what a mercy, that unfailing mercy, that unfailing mercy. We do not read in that psalm that it ever failed, that one there. It speaks of the Lord's people, does it not? The many cries unto the Lord. Therefore we read in that psalm, he brought down their heart with labour. They fell down and there was none to help. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble. We don't read that that prayer was not answered. They were not delivered. But we read again and again, then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses, brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death, break their bands in sunder, out of the shadow of death, those dark places where it seems no hope, as I said in prayer concerning this one. Know in those times when it seems dark places, no hope can come. The adversary, that real foe, so tries you and tempts you that it's going to all end in despair. But that's where we prove, do we not? One that is mighty to help. one upon whom help is laid. And we read, do we not, in the Hebrews, Paul's epistle to the Hebrews, I find those truths there. They're soul-supporting truths to this poor sinner. Gracious encouragement, as Paul wrote to the Hebrews. Ah, you read, and I know I've said it before, but these things, they can be repeated again and again, I believe. For they are truths indeed, they are soul-supporting truths to poor, trembling worm Jacobs. Well, you read the second chapter of Paul's epistle to the Hebrews. It concerns Christ, that one that came down to this lower world. We read of that one, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. That's how one you find in those dark places. The prince of the power of the air, that one, yes, in those dark places. Satan himself. But all we read, likewise, took part of the same, that through death he might destroy. Blessed be his holy name. It was so. Conquered death and hell and the grave, gained that victory, rose again and has ascended on high. Destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And deliver them. And how often it is so, is it not? Who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily, he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Those truths we spoke from this morning, that verse in the Psalms, and that which we, came to our mind as we read it, in the third chapter of Lamentations, it is the Lord's mercies we're not consumed because his compassions fail not. These are truths which are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. They are yea and amen in Christ Jesus. And so that chapter in Hebrews goes on, wherefore, in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren. And what a mercy it was so. Took not on him the nature of angels, but the seed of Abraham, made like unto his brethren. Made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and a faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered being tempted, he is able. He is able to succor them that are tempted. Succor them when they're in those times of trial, times of difficulty, times of affliction. Times when he calls a stormy wind to raise it, commands a stormy wind and raises it, and it seems it like Jacob of old, all these things are against me. And dear old Jacob, he thought his head would be brought down to the grave in sorrow. His grey hairs would be brought down to the grave in sorrow. He is able to succor them that are tempted. Ah, that one then pursued by the adversary. You find then that hymn, as I said, 11 of Stockers. What a mercy, and we read in that third verse, and I don't know what Stockers' path was. But oh, what we read, without thy sweet mercy, It would be so, would it not? If it were not, if we did not have the precious truth of the gospel before us. And it was not that plan of salvation, that which was wrought out and recorded here. What poor things we would be. I believe we'd each fall into despair. But the word is, he himself hath suffered being tempted. He is able to succour them that are tempted. Those words also at the end of chapter 4, let us therefore, that glorious high priest we have, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and what? Find grace to help in time of need. So the hymn writer, where without thy sweet mercy I could not live here. Sin soon would reduce me to utter despair, but through thy free goodness my spirits revive. And he that first made me still keeps me alive. He revives that one that's bowed down, ready to faint in the way, pursued by the adversary in those darksome paths. But Mercy of our God, without thy sweet mercy. I know, I trust, I've proved it, and I have to say I can acknowledge with the hymn writer, without the mercy of God, this poor one, as I quoted that incident, when the Lord so spake, the battle is not yours but God's, utter despair. It would have been utter despair. But we have to confess, and we trust it's a song of praise. It is of the Lord's mercies we're not consumed. Not consumed because his compassions fail not. I trust I proved it so. May you, poor trembling one, in that place of darkness, feeling his rod, the affliction by the rod of his wrath. That one that had led me and brought me into darkness and not into light. Surely against me as he turned his hand against me all the day. Might yet prove, and I believe he will. These are the Lord's mercies you're not conceived. The word goes on, does it not? Some blessed truths in this chapter. The Lord will not cast off forever. That's because of his mercy and his love, which is unchanging. He's a faithful God. And faithful is he that promised. The Lord will not cast off forever. Yes, there will be those times and seasons. But he will not afflict overmuch. That woman that went unto him because of her daughter, afflicted daughter. It seemed like even the disciples said, send her away, for she crieth after us. And even the Lord seemed as if it were. And that's how it appeared. As if it, well, those rebuffs was a knot. But she had to press forward with her case. The Spirit was leading her along. And there she had to confess, but I'm not worthy. She wasn't worthy of the least of his mercies. Wasn't worthy, and you'll feel also, I'm not worthy of the least of his mercies. But that one that's brought to feel there no more than that dog, so foul and unclean and full of sin. The dogs eat of the crumbs of mercy. The dogs eat of the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Yes, she had to wait a little while. The Spirit led her along, but there's a gracious outcome, was there not? The Lord answered her need. When I cry and shout, he shutteth out my prayer, and so it seemed to her. But the Lord will not cast off forever. Oh, it puts her mouth in the dust. Jeremiah had to say, he putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full of with reproach, for the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion. According, the word here again, according to the multitude. Not cast off forever. Dark place at the moment. Seems like his hand has gone out against you. Fill me with bitterness. Made me drunken with wormwood. Broken my teeth with gravel stones. Covered me with ashes. And oh, what a solemn place he felt to be in his soul. And has removed my soul far off from peace. I forget prosperity. A very dark place. I forget prosperity. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remembering mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall, my soul hath them still in remembrance and is humbled in me. He is humbled under the mighty hand of God. But in that place of humbling, there was hope raised up. Hope raised up. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail. And that little hope was raised up even further. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, as saith my soul. Ah, when the Spirit breathes upon your dry bones, breathes upon them where it seems dead and dark, dead completely, twice dead. Set in dark places, as they that be dead of old. Forget prosperity. My soul is far off from peace. My strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. But those mercies new every morning. I know I often quote David, and when Ziklag was burned with fire. But these things are left on record for us. He had to prove the mercy of his God there, did he not? But it seemed though everyone went out against him, even his men, his fellow men, fellow countrymen, they even talked of stoning him. A desperate place, a lonely place. Jeremiah was in a lonely place. And perhaps you feel to be in that very lonely place also. But not alone. Not alone. Quoted in prayer, did I not? The words are that promise. For he hath said, I'll never leave thee nor forsake thee. Not alone. As David, and was it not the moving of the Spirit within him, the Spirit breathing upon him there, that well of water springing up into eternal life, that which is divine reality, that which is of his grace and favour to poor sinners, there are. He's enabled to encourage himself in the Lord his God. I verily believe it's brought back to his remembrance those former mercies, former deliverances, going back to his childhood and youth and throughout his pathway. What deliverances he had seen, even as he looked after his father's sheep. It is of the Lord's mercies. No doubt it came into his mind like this. It is of the Lord's mercies. We're not consumed because thy compassions fail not. Hope, as we read that him once in him forever, thus the eternal covenant stands. Those compassions have failed. They're new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. And as dear Jeremiah was able to go on, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him. And so they'll be there waiting patiently at his gates, at the post of his doors, pleading for that mercy, pleading for that grace, pleading for that favour, pleading for that help, pleading for that sustaining grace and mercy where you feel ready to faint in the way, pleading for that one to appear for you and undertake for you, to hold you up and hold you on. Desperate place, desperate need. Good, it is good, the Lord is good unto them. We read here, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Pour not on thyself too long, lest it sink thee lower. Look to Jesus, kind and strong, mercy joined with power. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. And so you've been able to fall into his hands. Oh, poor trembling one, may the Lord so enable you to fall into his hands and wait that appointed hour. Wait for his deliverance, but I believe he'll give thee that strengthening and a sustaining grace. My grace is sufficient for thee. My strength is made perfect in weakness. Though he calls grief, yes, it's grievous, is it not, to our natural being, troubles and dark places, things hard to be understood. It's grievous to my natural being. I don't like troubles. I don't like afflictions. I don't like dark places. But I know we often quote, it is through much tribulation, not around it, not bypassing it, but it is through much tribulation ye shall enter the kingdom. But it's proving that grace, my grace is sufficient for thee. I'll bring thee through. Oh, bring thee through. There will be that time when you'll be able to look back, even as a psalmist in Psalm 107. Whoso is wise and will observe these things, even they shall understand the loving kindness of the Lord. Brought out of that place of wit's end. I like that Psalm 107. I often find it seems to come right where I am in the way. We read there, do we not, in that psalm, the Lord commandeth the stormy wind, raiseth the stormy wind, and lifteth up the waves thereof. They mount up to the heaven, they go down again to the depths. Their soul is melted because of trouble. Oh, perhaps one feels their soul is melted because of trouble. Troubles in the pathway. Troubles, yes, afflictions, that come upon us. Those things which seem hard to be understood, in a moment of time the Lord calls them to come. Reel to and fro and stagger like drunken men. And are at wit's end. Wit's end, the marginal reading concerning wit's end, what we read there, all their wisdom is swallowed up. All their wisdom is swallowed up. And is it not they'll prove this? As we read concerning Christ. As we read concerning Christ. And it's where we prove that the word is true. If I can find that portion. Concerning Christ. what a mercy if I can lay my eyes upon it. Here we are. We read concerning Christ as the prophet Isaiah testified of one to come, for unto us, a child is born, that one verily God, verily man, the creator of all things and by whom are all things. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. It's when the poor sinner proves this one that's wonderful, that one that has said, I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. And they prove, that one then that is wonderful. Counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. The zeal of the Lord of hosts. I'll not leave you comfortless. You'll prove that one. You'll prove that one, as I said, Paul, as he wrote that letter to that epistle to the Hebrews. You'll prove as the apostle testified there. That one then. Let us therefore. And there's that gracious encouragement so to do. Let us therefore come boldly. You'll be given that boldness to come and venture unto that one who is able. Willing, doubt no more. Seeing then, the time has gone. But seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Yes, when we feel like all our hope is gone. All our hope is gone, like him as Jeremiah. What a place he was brought to. But not, it wasn't all gone. The Spirit revived him again. May the Spirit revive you also. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was tempted in all points like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly. That one in darkness at the moment, may you yet prove this. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy. And what do we read and find grace to help in time of need? The Lord knows your needs. The Lord has known mine and knows them now. But there's a proving of it. Let us therefore Commit thy way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Cast those burdens upon him, and he shall sustain thee. Oh, you'll find also this brother born for adversity, this friend that loveth at all times, a brother born for adversity, to help in those times of need, to bring you through. Ah, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And so it may be at the moment my strength, my hope is perished from the Lord. Sad place. But oh, it is of the Lord's mercies we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion. As saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. Therefore will I hope in him. Though the Lord will not, for the Lord will not cast off forever. But though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion, according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. Doth not afflict willingly, or grieve the children of men. And as a psalmist then, as I said, that psalm has remained upon my mind and my spirit all this past week, in the multitude. Oh, may it have been so. Ah, that one that's come up trembling, fearfulness has taken hold upon them. I will come into thy house in the multitude of thy mercy, and in thy fear will I worship toward thy holy temple. Ah, in the multitude. May you prove it. Amen.
The collections last Lord's Day amounted to £730, for which we are very thankful. God willing, Mr. Gilbert Hyde is expected to preach on Tuesday evening, and Mr. Tim Parrish next Lord's Day, who hopes to address the Sunday School and administer the Lord's Supper. Let us close with hymn number 11. Thy mercy, my God, is the theme of my song, the joy of my heart and the boast of my tongue. Thy free grace alone, from the first to the last, has won my affections and bound my soul fast. Number 11.
Thank you. May we know something of that mercy, that favour. Ah, even as the hymn writer wasn't able to pen it. O Lord, may it be our portion also. We might sing that song of praise unto thee. Ah, that song of praise is not unto a man. Ah, there's no boasting for a man, but it's that boasting of what Christ hath done. That which is that unmerited favour towards a poor sinner. Oh, may it please thee, bless that which is of thee. May it be by the power of the Spirit, seal it upon the heart. Thou knowest the needs and all the desires. Cover the mantle of thy forgiving love over all thou hast heard and seen amiss. And, O Lord, what a mercy, make up where we've failed in speaking in thy name, and do get to thyself and that honour and praise and glory. Ah, Lord, the power is thine, the work is thine, we're but the instrument. We plead then, bless that which is of thee. And now may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, and that which is of the Spirit, the Comforter, may we prove it all the days of our life. Down to the end, we plead, amen.